A most symbolic event took place on February 1st, 1865, when Chief Justice of the Federal Supreme Court, Salmon P. Chase, admitted John Rock of Massachusetts as a lawyer before the Supreme Court. Rock was a black man just 8 years before. Along with all other black people in the United States, he had been declared ineligible for United States citizenship by Chief Justice Roger B. Taney in the Dred Scott decision. And now here he is, one of the elite lawyers who could argue cases before that august court. Now, none of this is to say that black people faced a wonderful future in the United States. They still couldn't vote across much of the North. There's still racism, still discrimination, but I believe the gains were real. And they would not have taken place so rapidly had the war not come and pushed the North forward in many of these ways. Let's shift southward now, shift our gaze below the Potomac River, and talk about the kinds of experiences that people who remained slaves in the Confederacy had in the course of the war. I made the point earlier, and I'll reiterate here, that without the contribution of black people, the Confederate war effort would have suffered tremendously, because black labor, slave labor, behind the lines kept the Confederate economy running and freed up that enormously high percentage of military-age white men to go into the Confederate service. It doesn't mean that all the slaves are good pro-Confederates in there fighting to help the Confederacy. You hear that argument occasionally these days, and of course that's not true. But by the fact of their labor, they enabled the Confederacy to fight a much longer, a much more costly war than the Confederacy could have fought otherwise. Their presence kept the agricultural system working, and thousands of black laborers were either employed or impressed by the Confederate government to dig fortifications and to serve as teamsters or cooks or nurses or orderlies, to do all the kinds of things that we discussed they're doing with the Union Army when they were pulled out of the contraband camps to help the Union effort. As the war went on, the experience of the vast majority of black people in the South became one of living under a system of slavery that was undergoing profound changes. Early in the war, white people in the South feared that approaching Union armies would stir revolts among the slaves. And elaborate precautions were taken to guard against Nat Turner-like uprisings. Slave patrols were increased. Mass arrests followed rumors of plots. And near hysteria broke out at different times in different places. Memories went back to John Brown's raid in 1859 and to those mysterious Texas fires in the summer of 1860. Those kinds of rumors swept through parts of the White South early in the war. The situation was aggravated by the fact, of course, that most of the able-bodied white men were leaving neighborhoods, often leaving neighborhoods with very few white men present in the midst of a large population of slaves. And so the women and children and older men left behind became more and more anxious about even the slightest hint or expression of insubordination among their slaves. As time passed and no mass slave revolts or bloodbaths took place, and there were none in the course of the war in the Confederacy, the repressive atmosphere relaxed somewhat. People were a little less on their guard, but never really willing to drop their guard. If you read diaries and letters from the time of white people on the home front, especially slaveholders on the home front, you can tell that they are very anxious about anything that suggests that their slaves may be getting ready either to run away or perhaps to do something more violent than that. That is a great fear of people on the home front. You'll often read something that reads roughly, the Yankee Army is coming. We're afraid of what happened elsewhere when the Yankee Army came. We don't know what will happen if they come here, but we're not as scared of that as we are of what might happen with our slaves if the Union Army comes. What if our slaves rise against us? Black Southerners, as I said, did not resort to any large-scale violence against their Confederate masters. Now, most of the 180,000 black men who fought in the Union Army